back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, you can always call or text the show at 402-464-5685. Watch us and comment on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. Show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. You teased before the break, Sip.
Yeah.
Yeah, we told you. We heard from Casey Thompson yesterday, as well as Mark Whipple, Chubba Purdy, Mickey Joseph.
We didn't hear from Donovan Raiola. And I think it's because Donovan Raiola was not pleased with the offensive line and would not – it was probably not a good time to put Donovan in front of a bunch of reporters.
But he
is, at the end of the day, a Raiola. And that might not have looked or sounded appropriate, if you know what I mean.
He's a Raiola.
Probably a good move not to make that appearance in front of 30, 40 people. So, but Casey Thompson talked about – the way he has come back and from a thumb injury that he incurred October 9th last year against Texas. You have some sound from
Casey.
You've got
several different sounds.
Okay. I mean, he talked, Jake, about, I don't know how you got those labeled, but he talked about how much that the corrective procedure that he underwent in April, how much that has helped him in this camp.
You know, a lot of times the body will overcompensate. You know, I went from October 9th to April 9th all the way through spring ball. I basically had a ligament that was, you know, injured, and I had a lot of ongoing chronic issues in my thumb that I didn't know about, and once we found out, we got it fixed. And I basically went from October to April throwing the football, not knowing that I had some damage in there, and we got it fixed, and I would say now I feel better than ever. My grip is 100%. You know, I'm able to throw the ball like I want to with the velocity that I want to, have great mechanics. You know, I have more zip on the ball, and I'm able to throw it around the field. So I would say I probably was making it work just by compensating from Week 6 against Oklahoma in the second quarter. I threw a screen pass to Bijan Robinson on the left hash on third down, and it was incomplete. And I basically probably tore and strained all the ligaments and muscles and everything in my hand. I didn't know at that time what the severity of it was, but like I said, everything is fixed now, and I'm healthy, and my thumb and my arm are stronger than it's ever been. I'm really excited about the way the ball is coming off my hands, and I think Coach Frost is right. You know, I have more confidence and more grip, so I'm able to just make more throws.
Wow. Okay. Now,
Pretty detailed there.
He's very intelligent and very pleasant, but forget all that. The ligament is the most important thing in that conversation, and that is a very. If you're a Nebraska fan and you just heard that, you have to come away feeling much more comfortable, right? Because a lot of the summer was speculation about Casey's thumb and is he okay and blah, 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 blah. And, there, you know, some of that speculation was well-founded. But now it's kind of – I think you can put that to rest.
Well, it's even those people that weren't impressed with him in the spring. I mean, he wasn't fully healthy still.
How would they – what were they basing it on? Two series?
Listen, they wanted to see probably some deep shots, and they didn't really see deep shots.
Okay.
Right? Is that why?
Yeah, I suppose.
I think that's – if I speak for them, that's – what they're concerned.
I don't know
for
what you can glean out of two series two in a series spring game when they're not even tackling.
They don't pick at all.
Right. Anyway, good news there. Casey's healthy. And I was going to say you saw the first media availability practice. You didn't. That's fine. But anybody who did was commenting that the comments were he looks fine. The grip looks fine. The ball comes out of his hand. It jumps out of his hand. This is good to hear. I'm happy for Casey Thompson, right? Think about a quarterback every day playing with pain in his hand, pain in his thumb where you got to grip the ball. He said he made it work in the spring. Now, he made it work to a level where he won the number one job, right? He made it work at a pretty high level, even at Texas. But now he doesn't have to just make it work anymore. This has to be liberating for him, right? Liberating.
I would think so.
So that's a piece of good news for Casey and for Nebraska. You know, you have three quarterbacks with starting experience. They're all healthy right now. Watched them yesterday. Watched them throw. So that's good news. What's going on over there?
I got people saying the stream's having some issues. I'm trying to fix
that
right now.
The stream is having issues. I will take over here. You handle that.
No, I can't fix it. I just texting Mark to go help me fix it.
So like I said, that was a piece of good news from practice on a day where the offense broke down. And I think there's been pass protection issues in this camp. I'm sure that that's a cause for concern. Again, you can reverse that conversation. Nebraska's going to have a strong pass rush. They're going to. These tackles, this line is getting tested. That's good. They're not always going to see O'Shawn Mathis and Garrett Nelson and Caleb Tanner. I will wet blanket. I will keep saying Caleb Tanner. I would say this wet blanket.
He will keep fighting you, too. You know, he's not back in town.
That's fine.
Because you know what? Until the game happens, you guys can both butt heads.
Right. Okay, more stuff from practice that I noticed.
Yeah, you watched practice.
Yeah, hold on.
Let me get to the portion you could watch yourself.
Can you?
We got the quotes afterwards.
Right. I'll share what I wrote. How about that?
Yeah, please do. You watched for about, 40 minutes
yesterday? Yeah, and it was really fun. Oh, we didn't even mention that Devin Drew was on hand. There's some mysteries of football that are interesting to me. Mysteries of football. Here's a mystery of football. I'll give you a mystery. That it was strange to me. Devin Drew, I thought he was in full pads. He had what looked like shoulder pads. He had football pants on, a jersey, helmet, cleats. I thought he was dressed out, which I was sort of, I didn't know you could do that. He was just doing individual drills, though. Now, I was told later, no, Sip, he wasn't in full pads. Those are spider pads. Now, Gus knows because he just played, a former player, though, did say to me, no, it does look like they're in full pads, even when they're in spiders. So I thought he was in full pads. He wasn't. But he was doing individual drills on the sideline. Now, Devin Drew is 6'2", 280 listed. That's what he is. He's 6'2", 280. He's an example of a player that's not – he's not that big is what I'm telling you. He's going to have to rely on quickness. And he's bouncy. He's a bouncy big man. I would say Teddy Prochazka is not bouncy. I'd say Devin Drew is bouncy. I would say Teddy Prochazka 6'10", 320. I would say this guy's 6'2", 280, so he has to be bouncy.
Do you think they want to put 10 pounds on him?
I doubt it.
280 is kind of where he's at?
Yeah.
Accept him where he's at?
Yeah, he looks – I mean, I'm just going to say it this way. He looks a little like a Big 12 defensive lineman compared to a Big 10 defensive lineman. But, again, he's going to be quicker. And you know what? Even in the individual drills on the sideline, Devin Drew looks pretty quick, you know, for a dude that size. But he's not, you know, he's not going to wow anybody when he runs onto the field with his size. I'll tell you that. But he's there. He was practicing. How much action will he get August 27th in Ireland? Hard to say. I'd say 10 snaps would be aggressive. I don't know if he can get to where he can play 10 snaps. He was working with a graduate assistant. Football's fascinating to me. They were just doing individual drills on the sideline, but it was intense. I mean, Marcel Lazard is a name nobody knows. He's a graduate assistant. He was a defensive tackles coach at Pace University in New York from 2018 to 2020. Marcel Lazard played offensive line at West Virginia and Boston College. But he was putting Devin Drew through the paces. Okay, the most intense part of practice, and this was beautiful. I can't believe that the kids on offense weren't energized for the entire practice by this. So what do they do? Just all of a sudden, they throw the guys in a punt situation where they're punting out of their own end zone. They're punting out of their own end zone. And and Bill Bush is yelling that he's yelling game rep. I mean, it's live, okay? Now, they're not returning live, but the punt out of the end zone is live. And it was intense. If I were a head coach, I'd want to do that kind of thing a lot early in practice because I thought it was energizing. I mean, you have Bush in the end zone yelling game rep, and you know it's on. Those punters got to get the ball out of there.
Yep, quick.
And here's a confusing thing, another mystery of football. Spider pads are a mystery to me, and another mystery of football to me. Nebraska has two punters wearing number 95. I don't understand that, Buscini. So I never know if it's Buscini or Detlefsen out there. Mm. It could be.
That's frustrating, isn't it?
It could. Yeah, because I didn't know. In the spring game, I had the same problem. Brian Buscini wears number 95. Brian Buscini, of course, is the transfer from Montana. And Grant Detlefsen, who's from Lincoln. He's a Lincoln Southeast kid, walk-on.
Gus knows him.
Gus knows him. He also wears number 95. So I don't know. Maybe you can tell Buscini and Detlefsen apart in uniform, but I can't.
Are they both kicking good punts?
Pretty good,
yeah,
I guess.
I would assume that Buscini's might be going a little further.
I don't know. Detlefsen's pretty
good,
yeah.
He's not the right guy watch award like Buscini is.
Yeah.
Buscini.
295s. Don't understand that. Well, can't get an answer
just
either.
Just trying to confuse you.
Yeah. I wonder about that a little bit.
Ask Bush about that one. Yeah. He's probably saying it's intentional to confuse you and you alone.
Yeah.
Rick Kamen, Song of the Day next, an early break in the ticket.